Kyle, what a show. What a monumentous event has crossed our little humble abode here at the Trophy Room. How you feeling, man?
Feel good.
Yeah.
Somewhat of the weight has been released from the shoulders now that it's done. Will I inevitably, in the coming days and weeks, second guess everything I said and be like, Kyle, you should have done better? Absolutely, I will.
But I that already normal. Happened to me.
it's normal. I wish we could have had like 6 hours with Greg, but one hour is just beyond amazing. So,
it just we have to blame Dennis Quaid for raising a lazy son. Oh, we kidding? I like the boys. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. What, like, because we're a small PlayStation show here. And so when we get literally the biggest PlayStation person on the internet come to our neck of the woods, it really is fucking crazy. And, you know, what we talked about a little bit towards the end of the show is, you know, without this dude, we would have never met each other.
No.
Show wouldn't exist.
No.
So we owe a great deal to Mr. Greg Miller. So thank you so much. And
now we can both cross off from the bucket list talking PlayStation with Greg Miller on a PlayStation podcast.
Bam. And ours, no less.
Right?
Ooh. You like my Barack impression? I feel like it's a win.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I was listening to this, I think, what is it called? Buzzsprout. So I'm really weird. I really like marketing and like analytical stuff. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to like podcast marketing, and they have podcasts like about podcasting. It's like, how do you, it's like, how do you, like market a podcast? How do you build it out? How do you really network? What's the best way of doing that? And one of them was this one guy who kind of is like a Joe Rogan-esque person who just interviews interesting people. Like that's all he does. And it actually helped. I was listening to it today because I was getting in my head. I'm like, Greg is guy with a million followers on Twitter. Me, I got 1,000 something. And he's just like, listen, don't go into this thinking you're going to be best friends with that person, right? Think of it like they have a job to do and you have a job to do. You got to make sure you do your job. And bam, and wipe your hands of it. Think nothing comes of it. Because y'all are here to do something in particular. And that definitely helped to get kind of the energy out of my head. So I hope I did well. I know we only had an hour, so we had to go through a lot of the news.
There were some excellent questions that we would have loved to ask Greg, but we had to cut them just because. Yeah.
Again, Dennis Quaid, he did bad pairing on his part. But yeah, seriously, everybody who sent in questions, thank you all so much. It really does mean a lot. The thing that also helped me too was a lot of people just going, hey, guys, you earned this. You got this. Enjoy it. And I definitely did, man. Getting to pick his brain at certain things was awesome. And I think the other thing that helped was, hey, he's becoming a dad. Yeah. And that's a really great way of kind of personalizing it in a way or getting it like a little ground to go, all right, he's people too. So yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't have a lot of moments where like, you know, you freak out. You're like, oh shit, this is the person I'm talking to, moments. So thank God I was able to like ignore it because we had to pedal to the metal immediately.
Yeah.
We
knew maybe 10 minutes before Greg popped on that he had an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like frantically all right, what can we cut? Yep. What do we have to?
And while he was editing his mic, I'm like I was doing the overlay in just like real time. I was like, okay, and like he was messing with his camera, so he's changing his spots. I was like, oh shit. So the overlay is a little uneven this week, but again, it work in the little time we had. So yeah, it was a fucking experience, and I'm very thankful for this community being as awesome as it is. you know, I like to think that they've inspired us a lot of what community we want to make. And so when Absolutely. We see so many diverse faces here, it feel like we're on the right track. So
yep.
That's awesome. That said, we got our first question in. And I did not look at the Patreon questions till right now. That's how busy I am or was today, just trying to get the notes out there and get the show rolling. Ask what, not why, writes in. Since this will be after you talk to Greg, my question is this. What was your favorite part of having Greg on the show? My answer is having Greg on the show. I'm an easy please, man.
I think right now it's too fresh for me to pick out a moment. It went by so fast, I feel like.
Yeah.
But honestly, okay, yeah, you'll have heard the episode by now.
Absolutely, dude.
Him in the middle, like we moved past talking about trophies and platinums and cheap platinums.
Yes.
And then the next story, he's like, oh, Kyle, man, look at all these things I'm adding to my list to get. Like, oh, these head-to-head ones, huh? Wow, okay. Like, I looked up my profile and then actively took games that he didn't have platinums for to add to his upcoming list. Like, that was super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was because, you know, this was for you. And the one thing that we talked about for months was, like, I don't want it to be the me and Greg show and you sit back because this is your baby. So yeah, it was really awesome for him to go to even just stop and to bring you in and make you feel part of it, because like that was my worry the whole time. So like
I was fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. if anything, I'll beat myself up for not speaking up more, but like in my eyes it's Greg Miller. Let him talk. He's the most knowledgeable about the stuff. I'm not going to interrupt and interject when Greg is talking. So like, and I got my jabs in here and there. Yeah. And also just as far as like news wise this week, it was a big news week.
Oh man.
But not like exciting news and things that I'm super comfortable with talking about. So if you listen to the episode, you're like, oh man, Kyle was somewhat quiet. It's like, I wasn't, I was there, but I just didn't.
You're present.
It wasn't my news week. Let's just say that much. Yeah.
We're not. Again, I said it. I know bird law.
No.
So, it was really awesome to see. And, yes, again, I think just the moment, like, honestly, I can't even tell you what we did. I think we talked about games. Like, right when we were done, I literally went, had my head down. I was like, oh, did I do good?
Yeah.
With Greg in the room. And so I'm like, did I do good? You know, like, and Greg's like, yeah, he did good. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. He loved your Barack impression.
Yes.
Yeah. But
let's be clear.
For the millionth time, Joe, you did fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Don't beat yourself up. It was so good.
Yes. And I hope Patreon people as well. I feel like I butchered it a little bit this week. Yeah. But it was like a mile a minute. So it was. I feel like, you know what? I think the thing that I did like a lot was, we worked under pressure and we didn't fold under it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So that's what I really liked. Honest to goodness. And you also, the second part of this, I also have an empowering questions for you to reflect on. How and how often do I give myself permission to enjoy life? How do I feel then? To enjoy life, one must define. So I feel like sometimes, I think I did this with YouTube and when with Bobby's passing, was like, I need to focus on me time and giving myself time to be ready to do things, and honestly not doing things I didn't want to do. So like, we should have started YouTube a while back, but now like starting next week I'm gonna start, because I gave my time that space. And playing games is a great way of me just kind of like, I'm giving myself this. I'm just going to enjoy this thing and think about nothing else, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I take in. I reflect on.
I think that's my biggest struggle.
Mm.
Is how do I let myself enjoy life where and block out all the negativity that surrounds the Stevenson household, really. I mean, like, leading up to this, even before the Secret Santa thing, it's notorious that the Stevenson family, we don't get a lot of wins. It's rare that we get a W and something good happens to us. Very rare. Like, small example, and this is like a selfish and like not nearly as important as other things, but
yeah.
On my birthdays are usually not special because it's usually every other year it falls on Mother's Day. And so it is a Mother's Day celebration and I'm on the back burner, or I can count on one hand the number of, again, selfish reason, not super important, can count the number on one hand how many gifts I've been given from a friend for my birthday. It's and those same friends gifting them things every year, Christmas, whatever. I don't receive a lot of gifts. And so the Greg Miller Secret Santa thing is why I got so emotional in that video, because it's a huge win. That's somebody that isn't a family member. And besides you, Joe, and Mike and Kelsey, like, you guys are very generous with your time and you know, send me fun things every once in a while, which I so greatly appreciate. But like, that video and all this that's happening with Greg coming on here and me going on PS I Love You in a few weeks, a huge win. Though that moment I think was the first time in a long time where I'm like enjoying life, because I usually just focus so much on the negativity.
Yeah,
because it's negative. This household is mostly negative. There's a lot of yelling going on all the time. There's three.
I get the kids. I get the yelling.
Oh,
my house God. Of Hispanics. That's all we do.
Yeah, it's just like, now that my sister's bringing another child into this house, like, there's going to be four little ones in this house by June, and me having to sacrifice even more of my time to help with a newborn baby, which I'm going to love the hell out of that and be the best uncle there ever was in life. So me finding time to enjoy life is always a struggle. Mm-hmm. Always. And being stuck inside for a year and a half is not helping.
That is true.
Like, for me, enjoying life is to go catch a baseball game live and sit in the stands, take in the ambiance, you know, have a hot dog,
a beer.
Go to a movie theater and just chill out in the reclining seats and take in the sound waves as they hit you. That's what I miss and love. And it hurts that I haven't been able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a long-winded answer.
No, it's a great answer, Kyle. It's a great one. Are you kidding me? Jeez.
Yeah. Jose always come in with the thought-provoking questions. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's like he does that as his job. It's
crazy. I know, right?
It's crazy. Also, sidebar, Sean Capri, he messaged me last night because he had Jose on his show. Is it Sweet Hangs, Sean? Or is it still We the Gamercast? I'm thinking it's We the Gamercast. You let me know.
I think
know.
It's We the Gamercast, yeah.
But yeah, and he was just like, what an awesome show. How awesome is Jose? And I'm like, I know. He's I've fantastic. Been knowing this for a minute. It's great.
And also, you read that question from Jose, I instantly thought of the time I was on We the Gamercast with Sean, because Sean also asked me a question of like, how do you find time for yourself?
Yeah.
Because you're doing so many things with so many other people. How do you find time for yourself? And that's the first time I truly
thought about it.
I think Sean was on this show once before I was on there. Mm-hmm. But like, I cried on that episode of Sean. I felt like such a fucking idiot.
No.
But I was just like, I don't. I really put everyone in front of me, which I know I need to stop doing, or at least pull back a little bit. But yeah, that's always a struggle. Always a struggle.
Jedi Master Ren writes in. Okay. So y'all are going to have to do it since you had Greg on. Rank the PS face buttons. My personal ranking, is cross, square, circle, triangle. People were talking shit on triangle. Triangle's underrated. It's not the best one. It is the worst symbol. But, like, it's not like it's a bad one. Like, I prefer triangle over Y. I said it. When I see the Y button, I'm like, oh, that's weird. Mm. Should be a triangle.
I might buck the trend here. Oh, yeah? Obviously, cross or X is the best. But I would go cross, square, triangle, circle.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think it's circle. I'm going to tell you why circle is the best one.
What?
Circle's your dodge button.
Okay.
I love a good dodge button.
Okay.
No one could take that away from me. So that is...
Circle's also the cancel to get out of menus and stuff.
And how often... We'd be stuck if we didn't have circle. We'd be stuck in menus. You want to be stuck in menus? Gosh. So I think circle, for sure, gets you out of trouble. It just gets you out of trouble. Square as well. Square is great because sometimes it's also dodge. But it's different, right? Like, that is usually the X button on an Xbox controller or an X button.
Yeah, also, I hate how all three platforms have an X button.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Two of them gotta give it up, and the two are Nintendo and Xbox.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I think square, because it's just different.
Square's the attack button.
Yeah. And then it's cross, of course.
Okay.
Beautiful button. And then triangle's there. It's hanging out. It's the least used button, though. I mean, that's, you know. So, yeah, that's how I would rank them, personally.
Yeah. I like the triangle. It helps PlayStation stand apart, I feel like.
Can I just be honest, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I got the Xbox controller in hand reach.
Also, I'm going to say something.
What's green?
The triangle button. That gives it some love. I'm sorry. I'm back on the symbols. I also don't like the circle because I'm not a huge fan of red, if I'm totally honest.
True. And it's true. I don't like red. I like blue. Blue's my color. It's a Jedi color. Like my father before me. It's May the 4th. It was great. Great. That's a downer. But again, I'll still go with circle.
Will I eventually get the secret symbols tattooed on my forearm? You damn
absolutely. Absolutely, but not now. No, not now.
I don't have money or the
what's that?
Ease of anxiety to go into a place with some.
Oh yeah. Oh,
that's why my hair's so long. It's because I'm not getting a haircut still.
And let me see if there's any more questions on the Patreon. Man,
I'm sorry, you were bringing up the Xbox controller and I cut you off. What was
this? Yeah, it's not that great. The RB buttons. RB and LB, stupid. I love R1, R2, L1, L2.
Yeah, they're just the first button, second button. It's simple.
You don't need...
I don't need
buttons. Because then it's like, where's the RA button?
Yeah.
Where's the RZ button? Like, come on. Goodness gracious.
Oh my god. Seeing everyone else talk about the rankings, I feel like my love for triangle not being number 4 and being 3 is going to be a hot take for everybody.
It just might be. Yeah, that's it. That's all the questions we got this week on the Trophy Room Post Show. Everybody, I'm drained mentally. Episode it's been. Thank you all so much for sticking with us, being part of the show, asking your questions. I wish we could get to them all, but time was of the essence. So thank you all so much for being so freaking awesome.
And because Tom, you're all patrons listening now, Joe mentioned it on the main show, but Road to Greatness Resident Evil 4 will be out at the end of the week.
Yep.
In Friday. Addition, we're going to sit down possibly over the weekend, maybe Monday night, and do a bonus one so quick together for Returnal, just because we know we've been behind because of Apple and Joe refusing to finish RE4, because let's be honest, that's what it was.
No, it was seriously Apple. I swear to God.
You were like,
I swear to God it was Apple. Those sons of guns. But again, it's all good now. The fire's been put out. So.
And we're in the thick of it. Plenty of games coming out soon. So
Who knows? Next week, man, we'll be talking about Resident Evil 8.
Whew. Will I be alive? Will it kill me?
And that's where I'm at too. Will a sexy lady sit on me and destroy me? Yeah. God, I hope so.
I don't know. We'll see.
Kyle, with all that said, with all that out of the way, I love you, buddy. Thank you for making this happen. Thank everybody here for supporting us the way you do. All that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, I love you.